Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Friday, the 20th of March, 2026. Today's topic is Integrity Stands You Out, Part 2. Our text is taken from Genesis chapter 41, verse 14 to 16, 37 to 40. Verse 14. Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon. And he shaved himself, and changed his raiment, and came in unto Pharaoh. Verse 15. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I have dreamed a dream, and there is none that can interpret it. And I have heard say of thee, that thou canst understand a dream to interpret it. Verse 16. And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, It is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. Verse 37. And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh, and in the eyes of all his servants. Verse 38. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, Can we find such a one as this is, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? Verse 39. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, Forasmuch as God hath shewed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Verse 40. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. Key verse. Genesis chapter 41, verse 39. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, Forasmuch as God hath shewed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Joseph found himself in prison because his master's wife told a lie against him. This unjust punishment and disgrace did not make Joseph change his good character. He still remained holy, honest, and humble. He continued to trust God, who had given him the dreams that predicted his future greatness. God has good thoughts and plans for you also. Do not allow any negative thing that may come your way make you change your godly character. God is watching you, and he will bring every plan that he has for you to come to pass if you continue to trust and live for him. The dreams that God gave to Pharaoh were about the future preservation of Egypt and other places. God was about to confirm and perfect his plan for Joseph's life by allowing him to go into prison. Someone mentioned him to the king in Egypt, far away from his father's home where he had been taken. Distance and time did not stop God's planned promotion for Joseph. Be a beacon of light wherever you are. Though the chief butler whom Joseph met in prison forgot about him when he was released, God did not forget him. He reminded the man about him at the appropriate time, and Joseph was brought to stand before the king and interpret his dreams. This brought Joseph to the time and place of honor God had for him. He was able to interpret Pharaoh's dreams and tell him what to do to save his nation. Pharaoh was happy, and he promoted Joseph. God is ready to promote you if you continue to live a life of integrity and holiness. Prayer for today. God, help me to honor you with my life, and make me a channel of blessing to others. Amen. Further reading. Genesis chapter 41, verse 53 to 57. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sinceremilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.